Hi, all. This is Day and Ari. Welcome to Windchill Time, where Ari and I talk about matters with respect to money and Bitcoin.
And the heart.
And the heart, yes. So I have a bunch of little topics that I wanted to cover off, maybe keep this a little bit shorter on my side.
So many interests he has, so many interests, so many to choose from.
Yeah, it's been interesting. And then I was up till 4 a.m. I didn't get to bed till 4:30 a.m. with the baby last
night. I don't know
night.
Why he doesn't just sleep, because the baby slept till 4 a.m. He slept all the way from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah. He's a good baby.
He's amazing.
He's upstairs sleeping by himself, too, and he's awesome.
He's amazing.
We can hear him, by the way, so no child support services need to be called on us for child abandonment. So that's my topic.
Top of my mind right now is the city council elections, the local elections that are going on in Seattle. It's been on my mind forever and ever and ever. I even thought about I was going to run for city council, so very, very close to my heart, and I'm really riled up right now.
We're going to do some politics talk. Time to divide the audience.
We speak from the heart.
All right, so let's roll Dom.
Hi, y'all. This is Dom from CoinMe, or you might know me from The Blockchain Minute, your daily show for the most important story on the blockchain. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host is to be taken as financial advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that the hosts, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn, or zombie, or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of this known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion that may be found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
All right, welcome back, and thanks, Dom. Hey, Day, how's Bitcoin doing?
I checked a little while ago on Coinbase, and it was $10,280 for one U.S. dollar. You divide the number one on your calculator by 0.0001028
Wait. How much is Bitcoin? Just go back. How much is Bitcoin?
$10,280.
So it's lower than last time.
Yeah. So, despite all the undulations of the price action for last few days since we did our last Friday show, it's gone down a little bit, and it did. Oh, it did hit 11K. Yeah, it did hit 11K over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then it promptly dropped. Dropping.
So there's been some thrashing, but it hasn't gone below 10K, so you know, semi holding steady.
Yeah. All right. I think a lot of the bulls out there would like to keep it above 10K. I would like to see it stay above 10K, and then we'll see what happens. So anyway, just to repeat on again, it's all the same numbers: $10,280 per Bitcoin. So you divide the number one, mm-hmm. representing $1, divided by 0.0001028 Don't laugh. Why are you laughing? It is so many numbers. And then you get 9,727 Satoshis that you can purchase.
Sats.
Whereas if it was $10,000 per Bitcoin, you'd be able to buy 10,000 sats.
Hashtag stack sats.
It's very metric-y. Metric system-like. But anyway, I'm kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, how you doing, Day?
I'm doing all right. Doing okay. I got, like I said in the intro, my sleep was really messed up. I read the Ray Dalio report, the first 13 pages of his massive report last night. That's part of the reason why I was up.
Nice.
So the TLDR. So the TLDR, after he reviews 100 years, 1920 to 2019, yeah. after he reviews 100 years of economic cycles, which run about every decade or so.
Yeah, it goes to the summary. Cliff notes.
The TLDR is, at the very, very end, buy gold.
All right, we'll do both.
Buy gold, or, but he did say buy gold or other assets, like yeah. like it. So stores of value, places where you can put your money in times of economic turmoil and economic paradigm shift. So that was one of the words that he used strongly in the title.
This is seriously paradigm shift. We are in a evolution of digital right now.
Indeed. So it was Travis Kling who sent out a tweet. I think it was this morning.
And he
maybe
runs
yesterday.
The fun Ikigai
fund down Ikigai. In LA. Yes, exactly. And so big fan of his work, big fan of the work that his team does. And in his tweet, he was saying it's pure speculation on his part, but he believes that Ray probably somewhere, somehow has some Bitcoin someplace. But he can't say that because it would move the market too much.
Massive
probably.
Mayhem, yeah.
yeah. So there's maybe some, you know, Bitcoin maximalists out there trying to do everything they can to find hard evidence of ownership of Bitcoin by Mr. Ray Dalio.
Yep.
All right. So I just got a bunch of little topics here. Thankfully, I am properly sugared up and caffeinated up with my beverage here because maybe that contributed to our mutual
interactions. The last episode, we were like hangry and frustrated and we were like clenched fist finishing the podcast. So if you want to hear Ari and Day frustrated and angst ridden, that's the one to listen to.
Yeah. Well, during it wasn't very pleasant, but then after I listened to the one little snippet I put in the very, very end outtakes, I was laughing like hell at myself for the way I sounded in our argument.
Yeah, how'd you sound? To yourself.
I just sounded ridiculous to myself. And that's part of the whole Gottman thing too. They say when you get into an argument, when you get into a fight, you want to figure out a way to say, hey, listen, you know, one party says to the other, hey, listen, I need to take a break. Because I am not right of mind right now.
I am triggered and all sorts of emotionally flooded.
Yes. And you are not in your proper mind. So you need to take a break.
And don't say you statements, I statements.
We need to take a break.
Uh-huh.
And then you come back 15, 20 minutes later, and then you resume a normal conversation.
You hug it out just like you and your three-year-old.
And then, yes, and then everything's okay. So it's not as much about the fights itself. It's about how you end them.
Well, and in all honesty, I was right after my therapy, and I told you, like, we closed nothing out. We just dug up a whole bunch of stuff that I had tucked away under the rug, into the basement, and then we pulled it all out, and then there's no closure, and I felt just anxious, and I actually still feel anxious to this day. I cannot wait till we have this therapy session this week.
Me too.
Anyway.
All right. So, I am, let's see, covering off. Oh, so the other tweet from this morning, Matt Case and Mike Hansen.
Hey, Mike and Matt.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. They made a really funny video of two Russian crypto caricatures.
There's a video? I didn't see this.
Yeah, there's a video. You got to watch it. And so, again, high quality Matt Case production. And I do mean that sincerely because he just does awesome work on it.
Of iHeartRadio.
They got wigs on. They got these sunglasses on. They got their full on Russian accents going. And it was just funny as all. The coin that they use in there, they call it the poop coin. Because now the term, shitcoin is now
bleep.
In the vernacular. Yes, sorry. That'll be the only profanity that we use in this episode. So because a congressman used it in the hearing last week with Meltem, now it's the vernacular of the world, widely accepted and known, that if it's something other than Bitcoin, then it's a bleep coin.
I'll have to add it to our dictionary that we're working on building for the community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can put a hyperlink to the to the video that I think Senator Warren had. Or the Representative Warren had, but yeah, it was just super funny. You know, it's on Twitter, so it's there for the universe to be able to watch, and thoroughly enjoyed it. So much appreciate the creative content creation of our very own Seattleites, Mike Hansen and Matt Case. And so you didn't want to talk about this, but you know, I got a ton of family out in Korea. And I've been encouraging them, asking them listen to the podcast, because I like to see the South Korea country in the stack rankings of the dashboard on anchor.fm be higher.
Oh, no.
And so I thought that I could throw a little Hangeul, Korean language, into the podcast here just a little bit and try to provide a little bit of entertainment to the people out there in Korea who might find this funny. Maybe more funny than interesting, but it's going to be me as a dude in my late 40s who likes to sing, or my son, our three and a half year old likes to force me to sing all the songs in this Korean language little nursery rhyme book. And so I figured I would just go ahead and do that here and, you know, just put it out there and just see what happens.
Have you had shots or something?
No, I have not. Just drinking? The caffeine and the sugar from my beverage right now.
All right.
So here
be
goes.
Kind.
And then after that, I'm going to transition into one of Tatiana's songs, the Bitcoin jingle that she did for us. So it's going to be two songs here. And then we'll go into the more heavier topic of Aryan politics. 아빠가 출근할 때 뽀뽀뽀. 엄마가 안아줘도 뽀뽀뽀. 만나면 반갑다고 뽀뽀뽀 헤어질 때도 많아요 뽀뽀뽀 우리는 겸둥이 뽀뽀뽀 친구 뽀뽀뽀 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 친구
Yay!
That was totally ridiculous. Thanks for joining in the duet there at the very end.
You're welcome. I was being part of the chorus.
Yes, yes. But yeah, so shout out to all my cousins and aunts and uncles and far-flung, long-lost cousins and aunts and uncles out there. And hopefully that entertains you. It's not related necessarily to Bitcoin, but Korea, South Korea, is one of the largest Bitcoin and crypto communities in the world.
Yes. And for reference, for non-Korean speaking people, bo-bo-bo means kiss, kiss, kiss. And chingu means friend.
Thank you for translating.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's a really, really cute song. It's this book of 8 nursery rhymes. I think they're classics in Korean language.
Thank you, Grandma.
Yep. And so the lentil makes me, you know, do that book, read it and sing
on
it
repeat.
To them. Sometimes twice a night.
At least.
And so at least it's a little bit interesting. All right. So I want to, just because I love its song so much, and you and I were also saying that it's in our
Bitcoin.
Heads, the Bitcoin jingle from Tatiana Moroz, who was our guest. Technically, she's our first guest ever on the podcast here.
Woohoo!
And so, I only discovered it just because she came to town, and I wanted to give it more airplay. And I think it's an awesome, awesome song. And so I wanted to give it more airplay. So I'm going to roll it right now.
I didn't want to give any of my money to a nation based on war. I wanted to be free, nothing holding me back from where I want to go. I thought about it, I thought about it. What was the choice that I made? It was to take away the money. Don't give up your money. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. I didn't want to waste any of my time working for the government. I wanted to be kind, open up my mind just like an instrument. thought about it, I thought about it. What was the choice that I made? It was to take away the money. Don't give up your money. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. What a little crypto can do. No longer a slave. I don't have to work until the grave. So many times I tried to myself that we didn't have a chance. Nakamoto came along with more than a song, gave the labor back to man. I thought about it, I thought about it. What was the choice that I made? It was to take away the money. Don't give up your money. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay.
All right. Thank you, Tatiana. Can't wait to have you back in Seattle.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Love the Bitcoin jingle. It's literally in my head all the time now since you've been here. It's awesome when you get to hear it live, too. So if you ever get to see her at a conference.
I love both renditions, the live version and the one that you guys can purchase on Amazon.com for 99 cents an MP3 download, which I did as well. That and the Silk Road song and the Playing the Cards song.
Yeah.
All three I downloaded. So thanks, Tatiana.
Yep. And listen to our previous episode if you want to hear the stories that aren't often told about the world of Bitcoin and Silk Road. All right. So my politics project I'm working on.
Yeah.
I literally have a giant Excel spreadsheet in front of me, and I've been going through all the different voting guides by all the different PACs and different groups in Seattle, putting together the voting lists. I noticed on Facebook that people were putting together, sharing who they were voting for, trying to sway their friends and family.
More divisiveness on Facebook.
Yeah,
great.
It's pretty big. And then, you know, Tim Burgess, our former mayor, has his list. So he wrote that out on Facebook, I think, the other day. The WTI released some of their endorsements for the city council election. Seattle Times, The Stranger, of course. Case, People for Seattle, The Urbanist, YardClub.com, the Labor Council, and the DowntownSeattle.org. And so I'm putting together all of these different endorsements. And the endorsements that I'm tracking are for King County Proposition Number 1 for the Park Recreation Trails and Open Space Levy, the Port of Seattle Commissioner Position Number 2 and Position Number 5, Seattle City Council District Numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 and 7, and then finally the Seattle Proposition Number 1 Public Library Levy. And so it's all over the board. You can see that. I'll put my short chart online today, and you can all check it out. I'll put it on my links on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and, I don't know, my blog.
Oh, boy.
But I thought, well, now that I've got all these endorsements, I'm going to also put together a list of who I'm going to vote for. I'll share.
Wow.
I know. It's kind of scary because I think some people may hate me.
Some people will hate you.
They will hate me. They're like, she's conservative. No, she's a progressive. You know, actually, I don't know who I am anymore. All I know is I do care about my family. I care about my city very much. I care about the businesses and technology. I care about homes. I care about immigrants. I care about our livelihoods. I mean, I literally just care about safety. I want to be able to enjoy our city together. And so, yeah.
If you take all those individual topics, and you talk about them in a very generalized way, the funny part about it is that it can almost be a non-political issue.
Yeah.
I believe that's called a non-partisan issue, where people generally agree that will generally agree that they care about their kids and they want to do the best that they can for their kids.
Yeah. And you want this, you want the city to be thriving. You want everyone's children to thrive in the city, and you want everyone to be able to afford to live in the city, and you want everyone to feel safe in the city, and you want everyone to be able to prosper and thrive and, you know, advance their lives
where,
in the city.
Where it gets divisive is, and very conflict oriented, yeah, is when you figure out how one party, one side wants to do it versus the other side.
Right.
Which is a method and a how, not about the destination and the results.
Right. And so, you know, I'm looking at, there's a lot of similarities. So you can tell, like, Tim Burgess, WTIA, The Seattle Times, Case, People for Seattle, generally are very much in agreement. You look at The Stranger, The Urbanist, and The Sierra Club are very much in alignment as well, maybe even the Labor Council. And I look at the Downtown Seattle org. They're in agreement with some of them, and they're not in agreement with some of them. So, yeah. And then, you know, there's a couple of very polarizing people. If you look at District Number 2, there's Tammy Morales, who's been running essentially for about 15 years.
I got a text message from her yesterday.
Yeah, they're very aggressive. Like, how do they get her phone numbers, right?
They somehow have names and phone numbers because it was a customized text message directly to me. Hi, Day. This is Supreet from Tammy Morales' campaign for Seattle City Council, District 2, blah, blah, blah. So I was a little surprised to get this text.
And I got that same text, too. They got both of our phone numbers and names. Like, how? You know, I'm a little bit unhappy about that. Then there's Mark Solomon, who's also running in this district. He's literally been endorsed by a lot, like Tim Burgess, WTIA, The Seattle Times, Case, People for Seattle, and also the Downtown Seattle org. Tammy Morales, the other contender, is endorsed by The Stranger, The Urbanist, and SierraClub.com. But I'm also a fan of Ari Hoffman, and so, you know, I'm a little bit torn. I'm a little worried at who's actually going to get pushed through the primaries. And what I've really liked about Ari Hoffman is that he's, you know, traveled to all these different cities, San Diego and Vancouver, and checked out all
the
these different
homeless,
yeah,
issues
homeless
there too.
And there are different solutions that they've done and come back with ideas on how we can implement or not implement in Seattle. I just like that due diligence and that actual willingness to go above and beyond and do the research versus, you know, just jumping on the bandwagon and assuming X, Y, or Z. And then the other contentious district is District Number 3. So that's the one with Kasama Sawant. Yeah, very, very contentious, it looks like. So it's her versus Egan Orion generally. So, you know, Egan is endorsed by Tim Burgess, WTIA, Seattle Times, Case, People for Seattle. And then Kasama is endorsed by The Stranger, Urbanist, and Sierra Club. And then the Labor Council went off and they're endorsing a guy named Zach DeWolf. And Downtown Seattle org is endorsing Logan Bowers. I have a great resource that I think is done a nice job of putting together all the different city council candidates. What? Yes.
Before you get into that,
yeah,
so I don't want you to lose your train of thought.
Uh-huh.
On the Shamus one, I giggled a little bit there.
Why?
As because I never really thought about it, but then she is a very, very outspoken, very, very, very vocal socialist.
Very.
As a socialist, voted in by the people into an office of power,
yeah,
and influence and,
yeah,
decision making. And so after I thought about it a little bit, I'm like, wait a minute, this is a very democracy kind of a capitalist kind of a, you know, world society, but she has a message as a socialist to people out there,
mm-hmm,
and she was able to get elected.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm kind of like, it just seems kind of screwy to be in a democracy and have a socialist get elected in. It's like, So are you saying you don't want a voice anymore?
She's a prolific fundraiser. If you look at
Money buying it,
she's raised over $216,000. Generally, the highest fundraiser in the elections district to district is about $85,000. Is the top range. Oh. And so this woman, Kashama Sawant, prolific fundraiser. Like, her fundraising capabilities, she kicks ass, literally.
And then the last thing before you go into there, on Twitter, I saw somebody making a joke, and it was, I believe, a real-life quote from Margaret Thatcher from way back in the day from the movie, I think it was called Iron Lady.
Mm-hmm.
But the statement joke was something to the effect of, socialism's okay until I run out of other people's money.
Well, I mean, okay, to defend socialism, there are socialist countries that do really well, right? Like Finland, Norway, Sweden, very, very, very happy nations. Their people do really well. They're really in the top ranks in terms of health and education, all that good stuff. But there's also like countries that do terribly when it comes to socialism, right? Like Venezuela is a big example of a socialist country gone wrong. So it can go both ways. Generally, in the United States, socialism has had some trouble. You know, the democratic socialists, they've seen their rise, especially with the AOC. She has a very democratic socialist message. And Seattle is very progressive. Like, we really, really, I think the city is really wholesome, and we really mean well, and we want to help people. Like, we just have really big hearts. And so we tend to lean very left. But I think we also need to, like, take a step back and be like, why are we here? Why do we love Seattle? We love all the greenery that usually is green and very well taken care of, and we love our environment. You know, we love the safety and the cleanliness of our city. Let's think about how we do this the right way. I don't know.
Yeah, and you did say Seattle is being progressive and liberal and stuff, because obviously it other, is a very, other very part small portion, geographically small portion of the state.
Well, we're talking about the city council race right now, right? Yes, but if you look at the other parts of Washington, you know, there's Bellevue, there's Redmond, there's lots of other different districts and cities who may not
the rest
be
of
as
the state
progressive.
Is very, very blue.
Red, you mean? Right, isn't red more conservative, and blue is the more
one of those colors, yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking at projects.seattletimes.com.
Yes, blue.
And it has a really nice breakdown of all the different districts. And if you click on like a particular district, it'll give you all the different candidates, the answers that they've given to their Q&A, and all the information, especially even how much they've had in terms of fundraiser, and if they own or rent their place, and what their platforms are on. And so I found that to be a really helpful source, in addition to all the different voter guides that everyone has provided. So I'll share my spreadsheet, since I've taken the time to copy and paste all these different voter guides into one Excel spreadsheet, just to see what's going on, and share that with you. But what we should all do, especially if you live in Seattle, is vote. Take the time. We need to be far more proactive and engaged in what's going on in government. And you know, I like to say hashtag together we rise, but it literally is it. You know, we need to be proactive and complacent and
no.
Work
you
together.
You don't want
to
be complacent.
Oh, not complacent. Sorry. There's a knot in front of it. That was in my brain. I just didn't say it. Yeah, that's about it for me.
What was it? Two statements that you made? You want to be what and not complacent?
We want to be proactive.
Proactive and
not
complacent.
Yes. Not complacent.
Yeah.
Engaged.
Yes.
And it takes literally 5 minutes. Throw open the voter pamphlet and just do a couple Google searches, literally, or Bing searches, whichever one you prefer, and look up these people that are running, and think about what you care about. You know, each of the voter guides, they have different angles, right? You know, The Stranger tends to be very, very left and progressive. If you're looking at Case, they're looking for, you know, business-oriented, business-friendly types of candidates. If you're looking to Sierra Club, they're looking for very environmentally friendly candidates. And so you have to kind of mix and match, you know, what's important to you, and vote. Think for yourself.
Very hard to do. very hard to think.
It takes an extra 5 minutes. It takes an extra 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Don't give up hope.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ari, for sharing your political viewpoints to open yourself up to targets and personal attacks. And
I'll put my spreadsheet out, and we'll see what people think.
Yeah. At one point, you were even thinking about a certain high level maneuver.
Yeah, I was planning on running for city council myself, and then I realized I was pregnant and, you know, about to have a baby.
It was going to be very hard.
And it was going to be very hard for me to physically get out and go door to door, knocking, being so pregnant.
Yeah. Peter, is it Peter Kwan down at SeaTac? City Council?
Yeah, yeah.
Very inspirational. We met him over at Optimism Brewery.
Yeah, he's very pragmatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked his practical attitude. Actually, there's a pregnant woman running for city council right now, District Number 3, Ami Nguyen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's pregnant. I don't know if that's common knowledge,
How
but...
How far along is she?
Last I heard, she was early on, so...
Oh, early, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Earlier than I was, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so props to her. I mean, representing women...
And all
pregnant.
The men out there, never, ever, 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 ever comment about any woman looking pregnant, ever. Never.
Except that she looks great and glowing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it. Yep.
We can kind of smooth it out here at the end and close it out.
Yeah, I guess that's it for
energy.
Today.
It was a very high energy segment from Ari.
Yeah. Any final wrap-up thoughts, comments?
Not really. I mean, I finished my highly sugared, caffeinated, and half-and-half coffee beverage during the recording here, so I'm feeling pretty good. We need to go for a walk in the sun.
Great.
Get some sun on our faces. Uh-huh. That's about it. That's all I got.
All right. Well then, thank you for listening. Really appreciate ratings, comments, and sharing Windshield Time with your friends. And together we rise.
Be nice to each other out there. Thanks, y'all. Bye.
Hi, y'all. This is Andy from Charlotte, North Carolina. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host are to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice, or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the host, Arian Day, and their guests are not financial advisors or legal scholars of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe are purely ironic and coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction, and that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
Is this coming through on the microphone? Yes, it is. I hope it is. Check 1, 2, 3 again.
I can't wait. I'm sure there'll be others. All right. Are we recording? Great. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the ghosts. Or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited.
Yeah, we got 2 classes. So
okay.
You can crop them or whatever. We got a little bit of noise for this month.
Thank you.